96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're a homeowner, depending on where you live, you may also pay a homeowner association fee. But do you know what an HOA really is? How it works? What your rights are when it comes to the rules and regulations of your community? Well, tonight, we have an expert to answer your questions about HOAs. Dr. Randy Fishbein is the chair of the Commission on Common Ownership in Montgomery County, Maryland. Now, he knows just about anything you need to know about HOAs, and he has information about them no matter where you live. So if you have a question, if you have a comment about them, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Fishbein, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's do kind of a HOA 101. What is a homeowners association? Some communities, neighborhoods have them. Some do not.
Well, that's a good question because it's a fundamental one, and unless you understand that, everything else won't make sense. HOAs are small municipalities, and we say HOAs, we really are referring to several different types of communities. Typically, a HOA, a homeowners association, refers to single-family dwellings, and typically we also have condominiums, and then there are cooperatives. And in Maryland, there are very few cooperatives, so essentially it's single-family homes organized as a unit, and then there are condominiums.
Mm-hmm. So if I were to look for a home, whether it's a single-family home or a condo, for example, is an HOA the same as a condo fee, or are they two different kinds of things?
Well, in Maryland, there are two laws that govern HOAs and condos. There's the Condo Act, mm-hmm. which has specifies regulations that the state has put in place, laws to regulate condominiums. And then there's a separate law, not identical to the condo law, which also affects HOAs, the HOA Act. But in both cases, we're talking about small municipalities. Essentially, local governments have devolved to associations the authority, in a sense, to tax because they can levy fees and assessments. It's also given them authority over, in many cases, roadways because many associations own the roads that run through them. And then they typically have many municipal functions like trash removal, like security, and these things are unique to the associations. What perplexes many people is that, of course, you're also, when you live in a county, you're paying taxes for exactly those same services. But the people supplying them are not the county, but the fees through the HOA. And the HOA is providing those services.
It's interesting because a lot of times when you talk about the homeowner associations, some of them have very, very complex rules. They do have, some would argue, have a great deal of power. Others, somewhat benign even, and they don't do a lot. What determines how much power, how much influence an HOA has in the community that it presides over?
The central compact of all associations are the governing documents. And the governing documents include the bylaws of the community, the architectural covenants, various other documents that constitute really the corpus of the law that governs how people will live together in these small communities. These documents are typically drawn up by the builder when they're putting the association up, and they outlast the builder. The builder is in, he builds, he exits. And then these documents become effectively the governing documents for the association. One of the problems that we see typically in Montgomery County, in fact, all over the country, is that as communities age or as technology changes, you're pretty much stuck with documents that might be 20, 30, 50, 60 years old. And so then the question becomes, how does one amend the documents? How does one write guidelines that allow for instance, putting satellite dishes up, which is a big issue. People want basketball hoops on their driveway, but the documents from 50 years ago say you can't have it. So there is an opportunity for evolution in the rules, but if the majority in the association object, then there's very little you can do if you're in the minority wanting something that the others don't.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about homeowners associations, what they do, how they're made up, how much power they have. Are they good? Are they bad? I guess it depends on your relationship with them and where you live. Let's go to the phone lines. Mr. Williams calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having this topic.
Sure.
I am a D.C. resident, and I live in Danbury Station. My concern is when I purchased my townhouse where I pay HOA dues in about 8 years ago, I was aware that the monthly fees go toward the water assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, not everyone in the condo association pays their assessments.
I see.
So we got really behind, and I was told that we were trying to get separate water meters. Then I was told that we could not get separate water meters.
Well, let me stop you there, Mr. Williams, because a lot of these cases are rather hyper-specific and may even be complicated. Do you have a specific question, perhaps, that we can share with Dr. Fishbein?
Yes. Where do we go in the district to see if this is possible? I do know where our money goes each month. It goes for the outside maintenance,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a little concerned that it changes from month to month.
Okay, Dr. Fishbein. Well, let me see if Dr. Fishbein can at least give you an idea about how to address specific issues or issues with a homeowners association. I suspect you get a lot of those kinds of issues coming up.
Yeah, the issue of master meters is one that dogs most jurisdictions, because if you're in a condominium, sometimes you're individually metered, sometimes you have a master meter. There is a move to move away from individual meters, and every jurisdiction handles this differently. The more important question that the caller has touched on is the issue of delinquency. Because we've gone through some very difficult economic times, and some people who live in associations are not able to make their payments, their fees, and this, of course, shifts a burden to the rest of the community. When people do have defaults or they go into foreclosure, of course, that has an overall impact on the value of the homes in a community. And let's not forget that the basic reason we have homeowners associations, and condo associations is to preserve or enhance the value of property. Mm-hmm. That's why people come together in this compact.
Now, you may not be able to speak, obviously, for the District of Columbia, but where would you recommend that he start real quick before I go to a break?
I would, because I'm not familiar with the specifics of the D.C. government in this respect, I would go to the mayor's office because mm-hmm. they will have people there who will then be able to direct you specifically to the agency that can help you.
Okay. Mr. Williams, thank you so much for giving us a call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We're talking about homeowners associations, how to deal with perhaps disputes, what can they do, problems, pros, cons. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about homeowner associations. Do you know what they are, how they work, what your rights are when it comes to the rules and regulations in your community? Dr. Randy Fishbein is the chair of the Commission on Common Ownership in Montgomery County. He knows just about anything you need to know about HOAs, no matter where you live. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I go back to the phone lines, Dr. Fishbein, briefly explain to me and to our listeners as well, what is the Commission on Common Ownership in Montgomery County, Maryland? Long name there.
Well, the Commission on Common Ownership Communities is a unique entity. There is no other organization like this in Maryland, and in fact, the country. It was established in 1991 as a result of a task force study that was done, and it's an attempt to give homeowners and associations an opportunity to adjudicate disputes short of going to court, because many people will not go to court. We have also a very strong educational mandate. In fact, much of what we do is to educate homeowners in Montgomery County about good governance practices, best practices in management, ways in which they can save money in terms of repairs, the importance of reserve funds, how to hold elections, how to manage funds in a community. Because remember, citizens coming together in this compact, in these associations, typically aren't trained in management. And in many cases, many of these communities are worth millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in property value. So the commission was formed to provide as much assistance as possible for these associations.
Interesting. Almost like a mini government where you have people coming together and kind of forming their own governance. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Connie, quickly, calling from Waldorf, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today? And thank you for this topic. It's so ironic because I was just thinking about the day for my association. I'm wondering, what rights do the homeowner have to know how our funds are being spent? You know, can we get a financial statement? Do we know what's being used, where the money's being allocated? How does a homeowner have the right to know what the association is spending? Because we never have meetings and never see financial statements. Like, we don't know what the funds are spending.
Well, Connie, let me see if he can address that question, and I may need you to hang on even after 7:30 when we continue this conversation. Please go right ahead.
As a homeowner, a property owner in an association, you absolutely have a right under Maryland law to know how your funds are spent. We have in Maryland an Open Meetings Act where it is required that with very few exceptions, meetings should be open. They should be there should be an opportunity for discussion, and decisions and votes of boards of directors cannot be made in secret, you know, over a cup of coffee in the mall. So, yes, you do have rights, and they're very specific, and I can give you a couple of suggestions on where you can get more information.
Go ahead, real quick.
Well, I would suggest for consumers, the Maryland Homeowners Association, which can be reached online at www.marylandhomeownersassociation.info. The association, Maryland Homeowners Association, is a statewide organization which if you contact them, we can provide you with specific information.
And as always, we will be posting that information on WHUR.com after the program, after 8 o'clock. If you are on the line, stay with us. We will continue this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't hang up. You will hear the program. We'll be back with you in just a few seconds. The Howard